player Xavier, talk back with this Nenu from Maui. Xavier's mistopic in the tier of the Mishnah of Shnai Moichim, if one of them suffered with Nenu from Maui, the Gemara is going to explain the suffix is in the Shtikas Kalda. As the Ramban makes a deal in the Gemara, why does he be mistopic in the tier of the Mishnah when it's Shnai Moichim? Why doesn't he declare a suffix if someone grabs from someone that's holding on to something alone? That's what the Ritva brings from the Ramban that he tells in the Gemara. Why is this a needin on our Mishnah? By every tzir, when one person's holding on to something and someone comes and grabs it away from him, he shasek, we should have a shtayla shtikas kaido. As the Ritva Yishanim brings in the Ramban, and that's in Diyuk, is in the Pnei Yeshua and the Hemshech of the Gemara also, that they want to buy from here a chiddush in pshat. That lu yiye, someone walks over to Chafetz, that's becheskas, that it's yours, and he grabs it away, avada shtika is not lakayda. I don't have to be tzavach. Why should I be tzavach? Everyone knows it's mine. It's kilu I'm tzavach, even if I'm not tzavach. Everyone knows it belongs to me. The whole meeting is only over here because there's a back and forth, and there's a machlekes whose it is. As then, when someone is grabs, you have to make a macha. It's a tzir where everyone knows whose it is, as then you don't have to make a macha. It's poshet that the shtika is not kedah. As boy Reb Zeid, talk v'echo b'chneinu mal. What's the halacha? Echi dami, either ishtik oiduye. If he shoset, then it's oiduye oidule. And if he's Savach, my Havilei Lemevad. Zok the Ramban on this Gemara is Mavur, that if someone grabs from a Muxik and he's Savach, this Meshtike Kaida, Zichur, he has to give it back. Tain is the Ramban, why does he have to give it back? He's saying it's his. Why should he give it back? Zog the Ramban, over here we see that if someone's toifish from a muhsik, la'achash shenoylet hasafik, tfisa is loy mahani. This is the sugi and shas that we learn a klal, that if someone's a muhsik, and it's chaladin moitzi mechaveroi olav haraya, yezucheskis mamen that it's shaloy, and someone comes and grabs away from him, the halacha is the tfisa is loy mahani. And Zok the Ramban, V'chein Isa, and the Gemara on Vav Amud Beis. That's the famous sugya. Tak for Kayin, the Gemara is Masik, Moitziyin Oysay Miyad. If a Kayin is Taikif, a Safik Bukhar, a Safik if you Mekhoyiv to give it a Matlis Kuhuna, and the Kayin comes and he grabs it, the Halacha is Moitziyin Oysay Miyad. You take it away from him. Why? Zok the Ramban, you see, when there's a muhsik, tfisa is loy mahani. Thus is the big yisayid of the Ramban from the sugya. And the Ramban starts asking from different places in Shas that tfisa is mahani even when there's a muhsik. The very yisayid is the Ramban. Oh. Rav Nochum asked a very strong question on the Ramban. The Ramban says, what's the yisoid of our sugya? If someone's a muhsik, tfisa's like mahani, like the maskana of the Gemara of Takful Kayin. As why in the Gemara, in Takful Kayin, is it a suffix? That's the suffix of the Gemara. Takful Kayin, meitziyin mimenu, aloi meitziyin mimenu. And the Gemara has a whole air for Amud. Back and forth, are you meitziyin, are you ain meitziyin? And the Ramban learns the maskana, the Gemara is Maitziya. But until we get there, it's a ganze shakla v'taya, ganze back and forth, a ganze savik in the Gemara. On Vav Amud Aleph, the Gemara is, Idikot Savich Mai Havi Leila Mevad, Yizikr, take it away from him. Why on Vav Amud Aleph is it so pashit this Yisoy, that Tfis is Loi Mahani from a Muxik? And on Vav Amud Beis, the Gemara has a suffix and a back and forth. As without the Ramban, the pashtus is it's two sugyas. Our sugya and Tokfu Koyet, they have no shaykhis. But the Ramban puts them together. The Ramban says our sugya and the sugya on Vav Amid Beis is the same yisoid that Tfisa doesn't help from a muksik. That's why over there is it a suffix, and why over here is it a vadai that it's loy mahani. Thus is Reb Nachum. As Reb Nachum boyed from the Hemshech of the Ramban a Hesper. The Ramban in the Hemshech says that the suffix of the Gemara on Vav Amid Beis is because the Bailim himself doesn't know. He's a Shema. And when the Bailim's a Shema, his Cheskes Mamin is weaker. The Yisayid of Cheskes Mamin is, the Chazakis says, it's yours. But when you yourself don't know what happened, you yourself don't know if it's a Bechor or not, you're not sure what happened exactly, as that makes a Reyesa in the Cheskes Mamin. The Cheskes Mamin is weaker. That's what the Ramban says, Klapi, a different question. Zok Reb Nochum, if we use this Ramban as it's gewaldic, it comes out, our Gemara is talking about Zemakulashali. Each one's tiny with a tiny's bari, as the Muxik has a festa, strong Musikais, because he's tiny Bibari, Kulashali. As over here, it's Poshit when the other guy's Taif is Loi Mahani, because his Cheskes Mamin is Olim, he's Tining Barishali, it's mine, and the Chazaki, he has a Chazaka. As Yizicha wins the Din Taif, the Gemara Namid Beis, what was the suffix? Because the Muxik was a Shema, he doesn't know, there's a Reyesa in the Chazaka. As then there's a suffix in the Gemara, and the Gemara is still Masik, Shnayim, Oysin. The Gemara is still Masik, Moitzi and Mimenu. Cheskes Mamin with the Shema still is strong enough to be Moitzi from a Moksi. Thus is the Ramban in the beginning of the Shtikl on Vav Amid Beis. The rest of the Shtikl where he gets some the rest of Shas Bez Hashem we'll see in the Hemshech in Yanim. We'll go to the bottom of the Ramban. Frag the bottom of the Ramban. How could I say in Shnayim Oichsin? The reason why Tvisa's Loi Mahani is because they're a Muxik, they're both Muxik in the whole thing. There isn't one person who's Muxik in here. What am I saying the reason why Tvisa's Loi Mahani is because he's Toifish from a Muxik. Over here, the other guy isn't more Muxik than him. Shteyim Muxakim Mikulai. As why do we take it away from him? Because he's Taifish of a Muxik. He's also a Muxik just as much. And with the Ramban, because Ze Muxik Yoiser Mize. Danan Sadi de Chetzi Shelah. Thus is the Ramban. As the Velt brings down this Ramban on the Mishnah on Beis Amir Aleph. And they bring a Sheni Yediyah. Rabbi Chanan clears in the Mishnah. Is it Shnayim Muchzakim B'Kulay? Or is it Kol Echad Muchzik B'Chetzi? Rabbi Chanan Chelik Bey Simin Tes. Zog the Velt, it's a back and forth. A Shaka Vitalia in the Ramban on Vav Amid Aleph. The Ramban in the Kasha learns Kol Echad Muchzik B'Kulay. And the Ramban in the Teret says Kol Echad Muchzik B'Chetzi. And that's the din in the Mishnah of Maitzi Michaveroi Olav Araya. As that's good when you bring the Ramban on Beis Amid Aleph. When you get to the Ramban on Vav Amid Aleph, you realize the Ramban is not saying that. If you look well at the Ramban, the Lashon of the Ramban, Bachetzi Yishaloi, he's Muxik Yoiser Michaveroi. Yoiser means more. L'chayra, he's not muxik more than chaveroi. He is the only muxik on chetzioi. As why is the Ramban using the lashon? He's muxik yoiser mi chaveroi. He is the sole muxik. The other person is not a muxik on his half at all. He's not touching it. It's kilu. It's not in his hands. He has no shaykhis to it. What's right? Yoiser, he's more of a muxik. Va'oid, why is he bringing an ansadi? Over here is a far stronger din. It's chaladin of Moisi Mechaveroi, all of Araya. Beduyik in the Ramban, The Ramban in the Kasha and the Teretz did not go 360 degrees. He didn't start off, the Teretz is Mechat. No! No. That's not what's going on. The Ramban is being Mechadish in the Teretz. Even though they're both muksik b'kuloi, aber ze muksik b'chetzi shelo yoiser me'acher. He's more b'cheskosai, and that's why he brings an anan sadi. It makes it anan sadi, not a din of moitzi mechaveroi olav araya. And the maka b'patish, the final blow that. Not only is it a diyuk, it's mucha from the Ramban, but that's what he means, is the Ramban on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis in Baba Basra, Cheske Sabbati. Frek Reb Shmuel, the Ramban over here says that kol echad muchzik b'chetzioi, I, the Ramban in Baba Basra on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, Lamed He Amud Aleph on the sugi over there, of Sveikus in Mamin, the Ramban makes the klolim, and the Ramban says, "B'shtayim oichsim." If one of them says, "Bari de kula shili," I know I picked it up first, and the other guy says, "Shema kula shili," I'm not sure I picked it up first. Let me be honest. I'm not sure. I may have gotten it first, but maybe you did it first. I'm not convinced. I'm not sure. Zog the Ramban, the halacha is Bari v'shema, Bari adif, the Bari wins the whole talis. Why? Because the only time you say Bari v'shema, lav Bari adif, is when the Shema is a muchzik. Over here, the Shema is not a muchzik, because both of them are muchzik in the whole thing. Frek Reb Shmuel Rezovsky, Astira, and the Ramban. The Ramban by Yosim Baba Metzia is saying Zem Muchzik Bechetzi V'Zem Muchzik Bechetzi, and the Ramban in Baba Basra is saying that you don't say Bari V'Shema because Shtei Muchzakim B'Kulai. But after we see the Ramban B'Fnim B'Mkaimai, we have a different light, a different understanding in Havana. The Ramban is masking that there's no din of Moitzi Mechaveh Alvaraya. It's not Kilu Nechlach and each one is holding here. The Ramban's is saying that Shnei Muchzikim Bekulai. Just the Ramban's Machadish that he's more of a Muchzik in his Chetzi, his Dargis of Muchzakis. But it's strong enough, he should be Zeicha, but it's not strong enough to go against Bari B'Shema. As you do see a Chiddush, it's strong enough to say Tfisa doesn't help. But it's not strong enough to say that Bari V'Shema Lav Bari Adif. That's what you see in the Ramban. That's the Madrigas. Amizboinen, it's a great Sahad Gosha, a big Chiddush. Abudah stayed in the Ramban. As thus is the Mahalich of the Ramban in the Sugya, Mitechoy Lomandu, the Pshitas on the big Chakira of Rebbe Chanan, that the Ramban group of Boyd in this Sugya, was his Pshat. However, that which the Ramban learns, that Pshat in the Sugya, the reason why Tvisa is Loi Mahani, is because Tvisa is Loi Mahani from a Muchzik, Yesh Lodin, that in Kama Rishonim are Muchach, not that way. Number one, the famous Shittas Rambam, Taku Kayin, Moitzia, Miyadoi. The Rambam holds that Tfisa helps in Sveikis. He argues on the Ramban. The Ramban Gufa brings the Ramban, he's chaylik on him, but the Ramban is chaylik on the Ramban. Tfisa helps in Sveikis. Bazei bazei, how is he going to learn the Gemara over here? Va'oid, the Rosh on Vav Amid Beis, the Rosh learns the whole suffix of the Gemara over there is when the Typhus is a Shema. But if your tefis with a tinus bari, zika tfisa helps la'acha shenoy lad hasafi. This is a sheet in Taisis and Ksubis Dav Chof and other places. As there are Rishonim that hold tfisa with a tinus bari helps. As lefi divreyem sarv bir, what's shot in our Gemara? The Gemara says tfisa is loy mahani. Idikot sovach, loy mahani. Why not? Tvisa helps in Sveikin. Over here is a Safik. Us is the big Shaila. How are they going to learn these Sugya? As the Yaifi Shabai is, the Rosh himself says the beer of the Sugya. Yeah. Oh, we have to know where to find the Rosh. It's a Taisis HaRosh going on a Taisis of Baba Basra Beis Amid Aleph. As Taisis says, the Asai to answer, Lancer Taisis. The Taisis Rosh adds on the Taisis over there that the Mukher is our Sugya. This is the Asai. Zug Taisis, a big Asai. That once there is a Psak Din of Chaluka, Tvisa is Lai Ma'ani. Tvisa cannot change the Psag Din of Bezdin. As being that there's a Psag Din of Chaluka, Tvisa is Lai Mashane Es Adin. Now, Hagam, Bezdin did not sit down together and give out the Psak of Yachloiku yet. But being that the Din is a Medes for the Psak of Chaluka, it's Kilu the Psak was Pasad already. He already was Zeicha Yedei in the Chaluka. As Kibin Jekain, he already has a schus to get chetzi. As because you're Tfisa, you're going to be mopsed him his schus to get chetzi. That's the big Yisrael of places on Beis Amid Aleph. And therefore, the Rosh says, and the Mukher is our Sugya over here. How does he have a Mukher? The Rosh Lashitasa, Tfisa with Tainas Bari helps. He can't learn like the Ramban. As he has to learn, the Gemara is saying, a new Yisrael. That when there's a psak of chaluka, you can't change it with a tvisa. Tvisa doesn't change the psakim. Not a machra, it's not edim, it's not a bira. It doesn't change once there was a psak already. Rek, the kunjas asvekis in Beis Oizayin brings down this taisvis and this rush. And he brings from his achiv a shayla on this mahalach. His brother asks, he doesn't understand. When you have someone who's a muchzik in the money, the halach is, ha-moitzi mi-chaveroi olav arayo. There's a psak din, he's a muchzik, he wins. Comes along someone, he's typhus with the tainus bari, he changes the psak. Until now, the psak was its ruvains. And now with his tvisa, the psak's gonna be it's Shimon. How could he change the psak? The same way you say b'chaluka, once it's chal a psak of chaluka, you can't change the din. As when it's chal a psak of moitzi mechavera olava raya, how could you change the din? If psake dinim of bezdin are non-refundable, non-changeable, not you can't pull them back. As what's going on? How come by Moitzi Michaver Varaya you could change the din? That's what he brings from his brother, a big shaylon this time. What's the difference between the psak of Moitzi Michaver Varaya and the psak of Yachloiku? Zokt er a gishmak of pshat. He says, what is the psak of Moitzi Michaver Varaya? When we said the question, we said the psak is it belongs to Reuven. No, that's not the psak. The psak is whoever is toughest in the mois, he keeps it. That's the psak of Moitzi Michaver Varaya. As comes Mr. Bays and he's toughest for Mr. A, as now he's toughest in the mois, as he gets to keep the money. That's not called changing the psak. The psak is whoever is toughest is a muksik. If you're a muksik, you keep it. As Mr. A was originally Mr. Tafis, as originally he's Mr. Muxik. As Moitzi says, whoever's Tafis is Muxik, he keeps it. Now that Mr. B is Tafis it, as the Psak of Bezin will say, Mr. B should keep it. As you're not changing the Psak of Moitzi Michaver Varaya, you're changing who's the Muxik, but you're not changing the Psak. The Psak is staying the same, Moitzi Michaver Varaya. But over here, the halacha was yach loiku. Comes along Mr. Bays and he's typhus and he wants to be zeicha bikulai. That's called changing the psak. And that tfisa has no koyach to change the psak. Thus is the mahalich of the kunjus sveikis to be mevar the yisoid of the rosh and taisis. Okay, so we have two mahalchim in the sugya. The Ramban learns, why does tfisa loy mahani when he savach? Because tfisa lachash and oyle das safik, it's already chaladin amoytzi michavel v'raya. And the other Rishayim learn, because there's a din chaluka, when the din's chaluka, tfisa is loy mahani. The fizet is a gavaldika dikta, and you could be a yashin. The Ramban starts bringing the whole shas of tfisis mahani besveikis on that vav amid aleph, on our sugya over here. Toises in the rush on the sugya of vav amid beis, they ask from all the same places the Ramban asks. Why did they wait for vav amid beis? Why didn't they start off like the Ramban on the sugya on vav amid aleph? They should ask it. Yeah. It's not about there was so much going on, so they had Rachmanis. No. Why are they waiting till Vav Amid Beis to ask the question? Abul Fizes Doch Gevaldik. Lefi the Ramban sees on the sugya of Vav Amid Aleph, Tfises, Loi Mahani from Amukzik. Aspect the Ramban from Shas. You see, not that way. Amantaisis, you don't see that until Vav Amid Beis, till the sugya of Takvu Koyin. Of the sugya on Vav Amid Aleph is a different sugya. Tfisis loy mahani michaluka. As in this sugya, you can't ask from Shas. From the places in Shas where tfisa is mahani from a moksa. Because it's very gishmak, very yiddur. As let's be choyzer, we have the Gemara says, idikat sovach mai havi lele meva. Tfisa, when the baldover is sovach, doesn't help. Why not? We have a big machlekes rishon. Sheet is a Ramban because tfisa doesn't help from a muchzik. We already chaladin a muchzik. Cheskis momin, maitzmi chaveil v'raya. Tfisa doesn't help from a muchzik. Sheet is toisus and the rosh, the Rambam, because it's chaladin chaluka. He was zeicha to get chetzi. And with your tfisa, you can't take away from him, but he was zeicha in bez already. Those are the two mahalach. Okay, let's go right there. Eichi dam idisha seiko du yoidele idika tzavach may havi leilu mela. So the Gemara loy tzricha the shasik meikara v'hader sabach. He switched. He started with a shtika and he switched and he was sabach. My mid ishtik oiduye oidele. We go basa what he did originally. Mid ishtik oiduye oidele. Idilma kiman de gatzavach hashta. Igloi milse the high the shasik meikara savak kachazi le rabbah. Or maybe if he savak hashta, it's igloi milse. If it wouldn't be igloi milse once the shtika kaida finished, but maybe it's igloi milse the high the shasik. He thought the rabbanon are watching. He does not have to be savak, but afterwards he was savak. As Pashit, what is the suffix of the Gemara? As most people who learn the Gemara learn, it's a suffix, what is Kavanis? We're not sure. Is the Haidah a real Haidah? Or maybe not. As what's the suffix? What is Kavanis? Doesn't make a difference what he says, he has no nemanis anyway. As what's asafik? Asafik is what's his kavana. That is the pashtis, the way you would learn the Gemara. The Ran over here makes a mapecho ilomis. Zog the Ramban, zog the Ran, it's zikr asafik. The shayla is what's the din in asafik? In asafik oida. How do you look at shnayim oichsin? as this Ran, we're going to wait till tomorrow. The Olam should look at the Ran, learn the Kedushia Ran. It's a very Yisraelis Ligera. Mamish, but we just, the first Hadgash is, it's like a whole Mapechim Shat. Pashtis, the Suffolk is, what was he Mechavim? The Suffolk in the Metzias, is he Moido or not? The Ran says, no, this is a Suffolk in Din. It's Zichr, he's a Suffolk Haida. The suffix of the Gemara is, what do you do with the suffix Kaita? Okay, not with the Zen, Me'ez is the Gemara. The Shaila is, what does it mean, Meikara and Besaif? Now, we know what the words mean. Meikara means originally, Besaif means at the end. But what is the beginning and what is the end? Yesh log, yesh lista. When is the beginning and when is the end? As Zog the Rajva, the beginning is when he grabbed it. The end is before he leaves Bezdin. Because Kolzman, he's in front of Bezdin, like the Gemara says. Well, I thought Bezdin would do something. Okay, so Bezdin's still here. Bezdin could still do something. So when's the end? The end is when he leaves Bezdin. If you saw Bezdin didn't do anything, why weren't you Moicha? Ashitas Rashba, Tchila is Bizman HaTkifa. Soif is the Zman he walks out of Bezdin. And what's the Hesber? Man's Pasha the Hesber. Because what's his excuse? Why isn't he screaming? Because I'm waiting for Bezdin to do something. But when you're walking out of Bezdin, that means Bezdin's not doing anything. Because you got to scream before you walk out of Bezdin. Nosez Shitas Arajba. The Ritva Yishanim is Choylik on the Rajba. I'm sorry, the Ritva is Choylik on the Rajba. The Ritva learns Tchila means the Tchiles HaTkifa, when he first grabbed it, and Seif means the Seif of the Tkifa. Meaning the Tkifa takes time. When you grab away from someone, it doesn't go, it takes time. As Tchila is when he started to grab it, the guy was fighting, he was holding, and Seif is when he pulls it away. The Suffolk in the Ritva is Seif right before he pulls it away, or the second after he pulls it away? That's the Shaila in the Ritva. Abasayf means the Saif of the Tkifa. As Lefi the Ritva Pshat in Tchila Vesayf is Tchila Tkifa, Saif Tkifa. Lefi the Rajba, the Pshat in Saif is when he walks out of Bezdin. Vos Gate the Machlokes. What's the Hezra of this Machlokes? As if you look carefully in their words, the Machlokes is, what's the Siba that I'm screaming? The Ritva learns the reason why I'm screaming is because I see someone grabbing something of mine. If someone grabs something away from me, I scream at him. If I don't scream at him, Shtika Kaida. The Fida Rajba, the screaming is a different scream. I'm not screaming because he's grabbing only. My scream is, I scream to Bezdin that Bezdin should carry out this. I scream out to the people who are in charge, do something! I scream to the policeman, get over here, help! It's a scream for justice. It's a scream you should do something. As where's the safe? The safe is when you walk out of Bezdin. Thus is the machlekes. The machlekes is, everyone holds the tkifa is the siba for the sviva. But the Rajba holds, but what is he screaming? He's screaming to Bezdin to do something. And the Ritva holds that the scream is not to Bezdin. He's screaming at the guy next to him, get away, stop! He's screaming at the guy next to him, don't grab it! As then the Zman to scream is when the guy's grabbing. After he's finished the grabbing, there's no longer screaming time. It's finished. Your time to scream is when he's grabbing. L'chayra, this machlokes repeats itself in another form, l'shitasa. A very interesting machlokes. The Rajba and the Ritva handle what happens if someone's in front of Eidim? Would you have the sugya of shtika kaida when it's in front of Eidim? As the Rajba Shita is, no. Only in Bezdin a person has to be Savach. Why? Because he's B'makom HaMishpat. As then he's Savach. But when he's not in Bezdin and he's in front of Eidim, the Eidim can't do anything, he's not Savach. And Shitas HaRitva is, yes, he's Mechoyev to be Savach. Even if it's in front of Eidim, but if someone grabs from you, you're Savach. We see the same Machlekes repeats itself again. Why am I screaming? The Rajba learns, I'm screaming, Bezdin, do Mishnah. I'm screaming to the Shaitrim, get over here, help, we need help, help us. Thus is the Tzvicha of Yisugya. And the Ritva learns, the Tzvicha is a Tzvicha of protest. Yeah. Even if it's not helping, even if I'm not in Bezdin, and my Tzvicha is not going to help, but I still scream. As what's the machlekes? The Rajba learns, I scream for help. And the Ritva learns, I scream because it hurts. They ask the Brisker Rav, why do you scream Shabbos when the Chiloinim are Mechallelei Shabbos? Why when you see a car going, do you scream Shabbos? Zog the Brisker Rav. They ask the Brisker Rav, it's not going to help anyway. The Chiloinim are not going to stop driving. If you throw rocks at the Chiloinim, they'll throw rocks at you back. It's not working. Like, what's this Macha business? As the Brisker Rav said, when it hurts, you scream. Shabbos, Chil Shabbos hurts me, I scream. Abazot the Brisker Rav, the Shitasi, you don't have to scream in the street. You're not screaming for him to stop him. You're not going to stop him anyway. As you should scream in your house when you see Oy! Chilul Shabbos. You see it from the window, you scream. Oy, Yaval, Chilul Shabbos. Yeah. As you have to tell the Brisker Bachurim who are out screaming on the street, the Brisker Shita is we scream inside. Hafganis on the outside is not brisk. Oh, sit, my mamus. Oh. Abadas is the Brisker Rav Shita, Tudvei Shreitman. Das is das. The Chaim Shmuel Levitz said it klapi yiyu. The Brisker Rav also sushteld it. It says there were three people for Isai Eitz of Paro. Paro said there's a Jewish problem. We got to solve it. It's not only the Arabs of Bisman Azeh, Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran. This is an alter Arab lineage. We have a Jewish problem. We got to solve it. What does he want to do? He wants to kill all the, as Chazal say, Yisroi was Meichel. Yisroi said, how could you kill Yidden? That's terrible. How could you shoot? How could you kill babies? It's terrible. As Paro got upset at him, wanted to kill him, Yisroi ran away. What happened to Yisroi? We all know he was Zeicha because he was Meichel on Paro. You got a choysin of Moshe, who is the goyel from Paro. Number two, who was Mr. Paro's advisor, was Bilam. Bilam thought it was a wonderful idea. He preaches for it. He believes in it. Of course. What was the seif of Bilam? He was flying in the air, and they said, Hashem, Hashem. And his jet plane came flying down and he crash-landed on the sword of one of the Yidden and he was killed. And he died at the ripe age before he was 35. He didn't even make it halfway through his career. His career was ended at a very young age. The third person was there was Eve. Question, what was Eev? Didn't do anything. Eev was scared of Paro, as he was a Meicha. He kept quiet. What was Eev's Einish? Eev's Einish was Yisurim. Frek de Brisker Rav, Frek Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, what's the Mida Keneged Mida? He wasn't Moicha. Okay, he didn't agree, but he wasn't Moicha. Why is he Nenash with Yisurim? As they both say, a powerful part. When something bothers you, you scream. Where do you see that? When a person's in pain, he screams. Is it going to help him? Is he going to have a refuah? No. Yeah. When a person's in pain, he's, oi, ay, oi. It's not going to make him feel better. So why is he screaming? Why is he kvetching? Because when you're in pain, it hurts. As Hashem was teaching Eve a lesson, if it really bothered you when Pare says that they're going to kill Yidden, as you go ahead and you make a, you say, oi, something. He didn't. As Hashem showed him, I'll show you, when you're in pain, what are you going to do? Oi vey, what Eve said. We're about 28%, actually some of them, the other ones are talking. Okay. Baruch 18 to 20 prakim of Eve shrying when he was in pain. Yeah. Okay, what does it have to do with our sugya? Now we'll come back. The Ritva's Svicha is Eve's Svicha. Oh, this is the connection. The Ritva's Svicha is the Brisker Rav's Svicha. Someone grabs something from you, you shry. He's taking money. That really bothers people. He's taking my money, he's taking my geld. Oi! This is the Svicha. This is the Ritva. And the Rajbish Svicha is, he's a cool, collected guy. He only screams when it works, when it helps. As the Rajba learns, the Svicha is only in Beis Din. If he's not in Beis Din, what are you being Seveach for? It's not going to help anyway. And the Ritva learns, when a guy is grabbing from you, you scream. As if you didn't scream in the beginning, maybe hoping, you know, Bezin's going to do something, but you see this guy's pulling it away, it's coming out of your hand, you must scream! Das is the boss. And even Michutz LeBezin, in front of Edim, if someone's going to grab for you, you're going to scream at him! Don't you dare take that! Get away! Stop!
Like the Ritva, how is Bezin seeing an excuse to stop?
Because he feels Bezin's going to stop them. As therefore, even though it hurts, but it only hurting because he's grabbing. So if he knows Benzin's going to stop the grabbing, as then he could say, I was waiting for them to react. But if the Svicha is, that's in the beginning of the Svicha. I mean, the beginning of the Tkifa. But once he sees that it's coming out of his hands, Lamaisa, then he doesn't control it. Then it's the end. Mikolzman, the Tkifa started, he could control himself. Some guys will say, okay, he's starting to be taken, but I'm front of Benson. Benson's going to do something. Once the he sees they're not doing, Zep. That's what you have to say. Okay. 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 As the Ritva is a Brisker, and the Rajba holds like the mirror, we don't do after. It's not. The kids are. I'm even young. Those are the machlekes. Oh, the machlekes is what's the siva of svicha when you're invested. Those get the machlekes. Halavai, everyone who is saved by Afghana is being savach because Chil Shabbos bothers them. Halavai. Okay. Thus is the Machlekes, the Rajva, and the Ritva, in this Chedek of the Gemara, what is the Shtika, and what is the Tzlicha. As let's move on to Shitas Rashi. Rashi, Tuzay, for the Valdige Chedesh in this Sugya. Rashi says, Tok ve'echad, reitzim yad chaveru b'chazaka, reiv kula b'yodai, Koidim Shinishu. Fregdik Sois in Simin Kuf Namet Ches, Sivkot and Beis. Why does Rashi say the Sugi is talking about Koidim Shinishu? And why not after Shinishu? Even after Shinishu, if he's Typhus, it's Mahali. Why not? There's a Shtika, Koida. Why not? As why does Rashi learn that it's koydim shemishpo? Thus, Frank Dixais. Zog Dixais, Rashi learns that over here, the haidah is not a real haidah. All the haidah means is I'm saying you don't have to make a shvua. I'm part of you from the shvua. Yeah. This ksais is a machodesh dig ksais. Why is the haidah misparish boish? We'll see. Aibaze, because it only works koidim shenishbu. I'm saying you could have it, you don't have to make a shvua. That only helps koidim shenishbu. Avalacha shenishbu, it doesn't. Lefi the ksais, it comes out that if I say to you, I'm moichel you on the shvua, you have a right to take it. The only way I have a right to get my half is the choyr, the shteta. As Bez Hashem, we'll see the ksais more tomorrow. We just want to say you could have argued with the ksais, balabatish. And you could have said a Parshat Pshat in Rashi. Yeah. That Rashi means like this. After a guy makes a Shavua, he's going to be Choydeh belongs to the other one. He's Maideh Shavua, a Shavua Sheker. What do we have? We have a Suffolk, maybe Hishtika Kaidah. We would have a Suffolk, Hishtika Kaidah, La'acha Shenishba. The guy made a shvua. We saw everyone shaking from shvuas. It's an issa chamura. As we're going to have a suffix that after he makes a shvua, his shtika is going to be kaidah. As that's why Rashi wanted to learn. We're talking about kaidim shenishbu. Because it will be after shenishbu, zikr, the shtika wouldn't be kaidah. Okay, as thus is the Goylam should see the Ksais. He's a big Yisayid in Shnai. What you see in the Ksais? And as Hashem, maybe we'll see different Mahalakim in the Gemara. Tomorrow we'll Mamshek in the Sugya and go a little bit faster. Baruch Hashem, the Oilam, it's a new Sugya. The Oilam came back for Iker. Please send a message for the rest of the guys that are being ma'acher, they're taking Zeis Chanukah, yes. That the Ez Hashem is very important to get back. You can still get into the studio, it's not to come back. You say over from the Birnbaum, the Shmuel Birnbaum, that why is it called Zeis Chanukah? Because it's a Chassidish music. By the Litvish Svarim, Zeis Chanukah doesn't exist. My chassidim, my davening of chassidish shtibul, as he called out, Aliyah Zeis Chanukah, 400 shekel. I couldn't believe it. Someone paid 500. Okay, come on. The Zeis Chanukah is a huge mussig. Everything you do. But by Litvak, as Rav Shmuel and Birnbaum says, a little start on what Zeis Chanukah is. He says it's the first time that Bachrim are sitting and learning a whole second Seder during Chanukah. Oh, Zeus Chanukah. That's what Chanukah was about. Chanukah was that the Yidden went out, they fought that we should be in the Beis Medrash. As where do you see Chanukah? The first day that all the Bachrim are in the Beis Medrash by second Seder. Yeah. In his dar, they said second Seder. You read the Sadairis. More Bachram are in the same first Seder. Zeis Chanukah. The Waldik, the Oilam finally was Mechazik. They got the message of Chanukah. It's time to be Mechazik and come back. That was the Ikan Itzachim. Zaydim, which is Zaydim Halitzuni Ad Mo'oi, the Beis Yosef said, Leitzanim Biad Eiske Sayresecha. As Havai, let's take it and make Zeis Chanukah together, be Mechazik, Le'elo, Le'elo, Le'maisa, the Yeshiva. Just Oilam was disappointed because the Shabbos Vayigash was cancelled, but instead it looks like there's going to be Shabbos Vayichi, Ashir Shabbos. So you don't have to run away this Shabbos to take vacation if you didn't run away yet. And Bez Hashem, it's very good, will be a big chizuk. Us, it falls out like Mamish and the Sugi of Tukvu Koyen. Hashem is helping us that we're going to be able to split it into like one chilek and get a chizik and go on and knah. As they write on those papers, please save the date. He said, okay.